So, and I did one of the greatest things that you can do in life. I married an awesome woman. She's such a cool lady. And so I'm trying to encourage her. I'm trying to help her out. But when I'm out of a control of a situation and I'm not in control, I'm not like I am up here. I get really hyper. I do. And when I get hyper, I get so distracted by everything. And so we're wheeling her in. And I'm like, okay, honey, we're going to do it. We're going to have a baby. It's going to be awesome. It's rubber gloves. You know, and I'm playing with everything, you know, because there's so many. I'm like, you know, tongue depressor. No, sorry, doctor. You know, right? At one point, I grabbed an oxygen mask because I've always wanted to smell an oxygen mask, right? So I was like, oxygen mask. That's a gas mask. And so my wife was in labor for 18 hours. Yeah. That's why I love to read Genesis. I love to go back to the Bible. When Adam and Eve took the fruit from the garden, God handed out punishment. And I think this is so cool because you see God working throughout eternity, not just the stories in the Bible, but God handed out punishment, not to Adam and Eve, but to everybody, men and women throughout eternity. And we still have the punishments today. And the punishments are women will have great pains in childbirth. And men, the ground is hard to plow, and snakes will strike at our heels. Woohoo! I read that and I was like, we won.